you just did like 3 weeks. Within like 3 weeks, there was no record was made, but people apparently seemed to like the energy that was put out by the band. And it was like the one thing where it wasn't a structured agreement, like, as much as Cream, you know, was one thing that it could have been. I mean, it's like the second trio as such. You know, Noel had come from a straight English rock and roll band. Jimmy was influenced by whatever he'd been working with. I'd come from, I don't know, you know, maybe like a sort of fringe, sort of pseudo Brooks Brothers suits, jazz sort of thing, you know. It's just finding people that you're compatible with musically, which, you know, is very, very difficult to find. I found possibly like 3 or 4 people out of playing for, you know, a few years. And I think he felt the same way. It was a very close band in a very, very abstract way. Everyone had very firm ideas about what they wanted. Unfortunately, at certain times, there were only like maybe 2/3 aiming for the same thing.
What was your relationship with Jimmy like in those early days?
Pretty distant. I mean, in as much as like, yeah, we had to get off, it was a selfish motive, as we had to get off on stage. I still feel this way about playing with musicians, and friendship comes from the people I'm playing with if I like their music, you know? It's give and take. With 3 people, it's easy to form like a chain, you know, to link it up. Yeah, we didn't hang out so much together. I don't really know what kind of energy it was. It caused a lot of problems at the time, because he had very specific ideas about what was required and what sound he wanted to do. And a lot of the early stuff was done basically in 2 or 3 takes. And in as much as Chas Chandler never let us forget that, you know, House of the Rising Sun of the Animals was made for $10, £4. And, you know, it sold ultra 1 million copies. It's the first person ever that made me aware of he actually made me listen, you know, because it's very important to hear the lyrics before I actually, we actually did any tracks. Now, a lot of tracks were done like the 2 of us, just with maybe Jimmy, just with guitar and drums, and Jimmy would put the bass on afterwards. That was one reason for any discrepancies in the experience as such.